here's today's No Sweat News. For the Papa Roach tickets, it's easy to do the No Sweat News quiz tomorrow. You'll be able to spot the phony story. Out of the four I read you, three will have been on the air in the last 2 days. One I made up. Good luck to you.
I mean, it's nice and simple. You have a very easy. This is a layup, as we would say in the basketball business.
Let's see how Dave does with this first story on the No Sweat News.
Okay.
Dateline Minnesota. What movie plot does this sound like? An inmate has been given special privileges after he gives tax advice to prison staff.
After he gives tax advice, Shawshank Redemption.
Bing!
He got a little record player for himself.
Yeah.
Got some beers. Andy Dufresne.
Got some beers for the boys as they redid the rooftop.
Although everything went sideways when he learned that, he didn't actually kill his wife.
Well, yeah. Let's see. Orange County Corrections Department found that Robert Potchin gave guards advice on their taxes, student loans, and mortgages in exchange for special privileges behind bars, like internet access.
Oh, yeah.
And ordering Chinese food in for himself and other inmates.
I can't blame this man.
It's Chinese.
Am I supposed to be getting angry at this person?
He got a little Kung Pao for his fellow inmates.
I mean, come on. If you're going to be in jail, get some sesame chicken.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good stuff right there.
Kind of like Andy Dufresne, Bob was serving 15 years for pulling a gun on his wife.
Oh, whoa.
But his tax and financial skills gave him a little extra favors. This until the warden found out and launched the investigation, and five guards have now lost their gig.
Well, now that you said he pulled a gun on someone.
So.
I thought he was in there for, I don't know, something harmless.
Andy Dufresne was behind bars because they thought he killed his wife.
Yeah, I forget that part.
In bed with her lover. Now, here's a controversy for you. I don't know how you're going to, what side you'll go on in this one. Dateline Philadelphia, controversy surrounding the Mummers Parade on New Year's Day.
Oh, no.
And, I mean, a spectacle that I just don't understand.
It's a tradition, Carl.
Blackface has reared its ugly head again at the Mummers Day Parade. And, hey, listen. That parade was known for over-the-top blackface racist stuff back in the day.
Oh, boy.
And by back in the day, I'm talking 2015. Well, they put the ban in place in the mid-60s, but it didn't really stick. Well, it's 2018 now, or 2019, depending on what day this was. And the controversy is, was that a black guy in blackface in a Jay-Z outfit leading the Philadelphia mayor around on a dog leash? Was it a white guy in blackface in a Jay-Z outfit leading the Philly mayor around on a dog leash? Or was it neither? Was it just a black guy in a Jay-Z outfit leading the Philly mayor around on a dog leash?
Oh, my gosh.
Now, most of the internet snipes thought it was the former. Was the white guy in blackface leading the mayor around on a dog leash? But PhillyMag.com got in touch with a guy in the outfit, and he said, no, man, I'm black.
Oh.
So we're not sure if, is it a controversy if you're a black guy to put on black makeup and be Jay-Z?
No, it wouldn't be a controversy.
Okay.
That would be like me putting on Celtic makeup and then Irish people getting upset by it.
Doing an Irish jig, right.
Yeah, you can't.
Well, to quote the man in question, if it looks like I'm in blackface in the video, then people need to get new cameras.
Well, hey, there's truth to that. I mean, what if there was a shadow or whatever?
Dateline Kentucky for our, I'm not going to explain it because it's a mummer's.
No, yeah, I mean, the whole story is bizarre.
We're going to Kentucky for our third and final story of the week. Police officers and departments around the country and around the world have been sending tongue-in-cheek condolences after police in the Bluegrass State posted a picture of a burned-out donut truck.
What is going on?
On New Year's Eve, the Lexington, Kentucky Post Department, or Police Department, posted a photo of a burned-out Krispy Kreme truck, accompanied by a crying emoji and the caption, "No words." Well, the South Dakota Highway Patrol commiserated first with a photo of a Krispy Kreme truck tipped over in the snow.
Oh.
And then a bunch of other law enforcement agencies around the country joined in the fun. So did two foreign police departments, at least one in Berlin and another one in Britain, decided to send their condolences to the police in the Lexington area, who were saddened when the donut truck caught fire.
Okay. So they're just totally embracing the stereotype of the police and the donut?
I do believe they ended the year on a funny bone note. That's today's No Sweat News.
Who doesn't love a nice donut, too, by the way?
Yeah, when Dunkin' Donuts makes their deliveries, it's one of the happiest days of our
Absolutely.
Year.
Absolutely.
That's today's No Sweat News. And credit on the local police departments for not just driving over to the police station when they hear us do a tasting.
Well, that's true, too.
That's not police station, radio station. That's today's No Sweat News. Tomorrow we do the quiz. Papa Roach tickets up for grabs.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.